Cebu, no, not Cebu, Tony?
No.
Kathleen?
I'm sorry, yes.
Arthur?
No.
Jay Winter?
No.
Thomas O'Rourke?
No.
Lucille?
Yes.
Martha?
No.
Ron Pinchback?
Abstain.
Eileen?
No.
Maskila?
Absolutely no.
Vanessa?
Absolutely yes.
Come on, y'all. I really would like to see everybody get along.
You go, Tim, girl. You go, girl.
Tim Willard?
No.
Dennis Williams?
No.
And especially with the world the way it is now, y'all with this stuff, y'all got to stop. I'm telling you. Lou Wolf?
No and no.
Okay. I get everybody. Dennis Williams, I dig it.
Yes.
Okay, the no's win. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Chair.
I just got to say this. Between y'all and my grandson trying to teach a 7-year-old who's very bright virtually is, y'all are going to wear me out. Okay, go on.
So the motion failed, didn't pass.
Okay, Chair, point of personal privilege, please. This is Vanessa asking to be recognized. I would then ask the parliamentarian to act like a parliamentarian and to respond to all inquiries from every LSB member. This never would have been raised had he simply done that, which would be consistent with the PNB and consistent with the very document that he sent, which says that the parliamentarian is supposed to respond to all inquiries from every member. Act like a parliamentarian.
All right. Duly recognized. Duly recognized. All right, Tim. So those, that has been, with my agenda thing. Yeah. Okay.
Cebu, I'm up now with my motion. This is Kathleen.
Okay, so those two, passed. The motion that you're coming up with now, what is that?
There are two motions. One is mine, that is related to Tony Leone, who is going to advance Nancy Sorden's motion. So I will say my motion first, if that's all right with the chair.
Is this about filling the vacancies?
Executive session.
No, that's not executive session.
This is the vacancy.
This is the vacancy one. My two other motions regarding the vice chair are in executive session. Nancy Sorden, if anyone was reading the emails, advised the secretary that she couldn't attend and she had a motion regarding the vacancies. Okay, so I'll proceed with my motion first, which I've sent three times to the LSB for consideration. So my motion proposes a process for filling LSB vacancies in a very specific circumstance, and that is when there are no available runners-up to an election. So we already know what that process is because they've runners-up in elections, so they just come and are accepted at the LSB. My motion proposes a process for when we don't have runners-up in an election, what should the process be? So do you want me to read my motion, or is everyone familiar with it?
I believe we're all familiar with your motion.
Okay. I just want to emphasize that people have... Hold on one second. I just want to emphasize that people have been misstating my motion. It's very specific. It has to do when there are no available runners up from the election. Thank you. Did I hear a second?
It's been 60 seconds.
Thank you so much. Did I hear a second?
No. Hold on, everybody.
Second.
Thank you. There's a second to my motion. Thank you.
Point of information.
Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
Just real quick. Listen, that's a complicated document. We need to hear it. We cannot really, like you say, people are misstating that document already. So it behooves us to have her read it or someone read it, that motion, in its entirety so that we can make a informed vote on this. Okay?
Morning to the staff.
Okay. All right, Marty Dennis.
Can we please stick to the time? You said when one person speaks, they got 90 seconds one time, 60 seconds the other.
Yep.
Point of order. I am the timekeeper.
I know.
Wait a minute. I said point of order. I'm speaking now. Yep. As the timekeeper, I've been keeping time on everyone. This is the first time she's speaking in regard to this motion, so she has 90 seconds. The second time she speaks and answering anybody's concerns,
yes,
then it's 60 seconds. So will you let me do my job unless you want to take over?
Okay, Arthur, no, I don't want to take over. Go
okay.
ahead.
All right.
The meeting is going so long, I'm very concerned.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
Mr. Chair,
Dennis.
Ron asked for the motion.
I've been recognized. I just want to say that we should do one of two things. If we're going to read motions out loud, there's no point in sending all these emails to get all these motions in various emails, anywhere from 2 hours to a week before the meeting. If anything is sent out before the meeting, the responsibility of a board member should be to read it. We should proceed with the business of the meeting under the good faith assumption that board members have read the material they've been sent. If we're going to stop and read all the motions in the meetings, then no more emails. Don't send out the agenda. We'll just talk through it at the meeting. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Where are we at? I believe everybody read, Loy's email motion. So can we,
No, you're making an assumption. Forgive me, Chair.
Mr. Chair, Thomas to the stack.
Okay, hold on, Thomas. So, for those who, how many people have read the emails? Has everybody read the emails?
No.
I have to go back and look at it again.
Okay, so we cannot there are some people evidently with on the board who have not read the email I'm seeing, and we cannot read the whole email during the board. We can't do that.
Point of order, Chair.
Yes, Vanessa.
Okay, I would like to suggest, as we do on the PNB, that Kathleen just simply send that email out. I thought it was going to be on the document that Ellen sent with all the motions. I don't see it there. So if Kathleen could just send it out to everybody right now, if that's possible, then we'll all have it. Maybe we can move on to something else and come back, but then we'll all have it.
Point of order, Chair, please. This is Kathleen, the author.
Point of order, Ellen. Could I speak also?
Okay, yes. Loy and Ellen.
Okay. It will take me 30 seconds to read the motion. 30 seconds or less. I'm happy to read the motion. 30 seconds or less.
Okay, now can I speak?
Yes, go ahead, Ellen.
It went out, the motion went in her email, and the second I sent an additional agenda where I just took all just the email and put everybody's email on it. Twice people had a chance to read it.
True.
Thank you.
Let's vote.
We need to hear the motion read.
Forgive me, Chair. It's not a question of people having a chance to read it. It's just that people haven't read it. You know, y'all, you're right. You know, this is on us. Okay? Let's make no mistakes about that. And that the sender or anybody else, this is on us. We're not being up on this, okay? If everybody was up on it, then trust me, we'd make a quick vote.
Okay. Okay. Can I say something, Chair?
Yeah, Thomas, then Arthur.
Zach. Okay.
Arthur?
Yes, okay.
And Thomas.
I just want to say that, now I've read the emails, but I don't know, it's been so many emails. I don't know if Kath, this is the email that Kathleen sent out from October the 4th when she sent out a process for filling vacancies, or if it's one of the other ones that was after October the 4th. I'm not even sure which procedures we're talking about, because she did send one out on October the 4th about which I read and understood.
She sent out several.
It's been several, so it's kind of confusing to the board which particular email that's talking about filling vacancies, because there was at least, I'm pretty sure, three.
Okay.
Right.
All right, thank you. Malloy, can you, Thomas,
yes.
Real quick. Thomas,
I will,
real quick, then you
I will read
Malloy.
It,
and
can I,
let
can
Thomas
I,
speak. Malloy.
God. Okay.
Thomas, real quick.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, given the fact that there's a competing motion on the similar topic, I move that Kathleen read her motion, and so at least it's fresh in our. And by the way, Kathleen, it starts in an email you sent 137 today. It's in purple, move approval, that one, right, to be considered as candidate. That's what you're going to read.
Yes, well, you're exactly right.
So that Tony's motion differentiated. Easily and efficiently. Thank you.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, go.
All right. Move approval for this process for filling listener and staff vacancies on the LSP when election runners-up are not available. To be considered a candidate for filing for a vacancy, the interested person must submit the following materials in writing to the LSP secretary. Confirmation that she is a WPFW member or staff member, petition signed by 20 PFW members or signed by 10 WPFW staff members, statement of qualifications for service, and statement about why she wants to serve on the LSP and why she values. You all will recognize these as the requirements for when you file run to election. At least 1 week before the LSP meeting, when the LSP members will vote on the candidates, LSP members will receive materials 3 and 4. Materials 1 and 2, which identify who supports this person, will already have been reviewed and confirmed by the LSB chair. Discussion of the candidates limited to the materials. Voting for candidates will be by secret ballot. This is to avoid people thinking that someone on the LSB is voting. Anyway, that's the motion.
Point of order. This is Nightwolf.
Nightwolf.
I find her motion to be biased. Everything in there is she, so the men are left out. That's bias. We can't vote on that.
Well, she
may I?
She meant to say.
Recognized
she, meant, she meant
oh,
to say.
Oh no!
They welcome to the NFL.
Yeah, Eileen.
Yeah, I would say that you can tell me if I'm wrong, but you know, we've been going for hundreds and hundreds of years. Where
thank you.
Has been always used. So
thank you.
Used as to indicate the person. It's not biased. I don't
it
think
is
thank
biased.
You.
Point of order, this is Nightwolf. It is biased if you don't consider a male vote or a male mention in that motion.
Point of order, Chair. This is a ridiculous waste of time. Please, okay. Will you stop this conversation?
It is, Mr. Chair.
Yes, let's just go ahead and we had a second on it.
No, I have other comments on this.
No, Vanessa seconded it. Let's clarify. Yes. Vanessa seconded the motions. We can talk about the motion, not ridiculous comments. Thank you.
Okay.
I have a couple of comments.
We're going to go ahead and vote on this.
No discussion?
We need to.
We got two. We have Tony tested. It's both of these emails. Motions are pretty much the same. So.
No, they're not the same. They're completely different.
They're not the same.
Well, there is some difference. Yeah, it's about five. I think one has 15, one has 20. There's different things.
No,
so.
They're completely different.
Ellen, can you mute? Ellen, can you please mute? There's a tapping from Ellen.
Can.
Yes, Ellen, go ahead.
Excuse me. I've read all of them, and they are two different motions. Tony's motion and Kathleen's motion are completely different. If you read the additional, there was a five-page additional agenda that I sent, and because there were so many agenda items, that's why I didn't put it on the agenda, because also I didn't want anybody to say I was making a decision. I made sure that, Sabu, you were making the decision. Mm-hmm. So, if everybody read them, you will see they are two different. Tony is completely different than what Kathleen has. So now why don't we go ahead and you could decide whether Kathleen's motion, she's read through it. You're finished, right, Kathleen?
Yes, Ellen, I read my motion. Thank you.
Okay. So if she's read it, could we get, if there's an objection to the motion, and then we'll vote. So could...
Tony to the stack.
Go ahead, Tony.
Point of order.
Hold on, Nightwolf. Tony?
The point of order takes precedence.
Okay, Nightwolf. Nightwolf.
I would like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting because of the lateness of the hour and because we can't seem to agree on anything. I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
I object to that.
The parliamentarian may speak on that.
I second it.
May speak.
Yeah. Go ahead, John.
There's a motion on the floor that has been seconded.
Okay, now wait a minute. Please wait. I'm going to clear everything up. That's my job. Okay, so I'm telling you now that somebody has to be recognized for a point of order. It is illegal to not resolve the point of order and make a motion. That's illegal. That's out of order. So a person cannot say, point of order, Mr. Chair, and before you dispose of the point of order, the person says, well, then I move to adjourn. That's out of order. So, sorry, that can't be done.
Okay, thank you. Who made the point of order?
Nightwolf did. But there are people on the stack.
Thomas to the stack.
Including myself.
All right. Eileen, Tony, and then Thomas.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to say a couple of things in Kathleen's motion. To ask for people to get 20 signatures on a petition, before COVID, we used to ask for 15, and that was hard enough. But we would get them in meetings where we were face-to-face. Trying to get 20 signatures now, it would be extremely difficult, so I would not vote in favor of that. Secondly, you're asking for people's qualifications. I would change that to asking people what they can bring to WPFW, because it's not a job announcement, not the way we do it. So I would object or protest those items, at least.
I'll change my motion for both of those comments, Eileen. Thank you.
Okay, Tony?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
not too well. A little bit louder.
I would like to offer a substitute motion in the form of the motion, in the form of Nancy's motion, which was sent out to everyone today, early today. And I'll read the whole thing if needed, or I can summarize it by saying that in her motion that she resolves to follow the existing process that has functioned since 2014 to fill the delegate position vacancies until this process undergoes an LSB-approved revision. If someone is interested in filling a WPFW LSB delegate position vacancy, they must be a member of WPFW, and the staff will confirm active membership. Send their name and contact information along with a brief candidate statement of 500 words or less to the LSB Gmail at least a week before the meeting to vote for appointing candidates to fill vacancies to allow time to verify membership, and plan to attend the LSB meeting in order to be appointed and seated. The LSB will vote to appoint the candidate applying. If there is more than one candidate for a position, the LSB will conduct instant runoff vote by secret ballot. So I put that forth as a substitute motion, and move that that we vote on appointing Mr. Grimaldi to fill the listener delegate position vacancy based on him fulfilling the information that's in the motion.
I second.
I do too. I second.
I've got a point.
The chair will work to the stat.
I've got a point of order question to the chair, advised by the parliamentarian.
Yes.
And Ron.
May I be recognized, please?
Sure.
Thank you so much. So, apparently Tony is trying to make two motions at the same time. He's moving a substitute for mine, and then he's also moving, acceptance of a new board member. So I think that's kind of impossible what he's done, really. And I'd like the chair to rule on this with advice from the parliamentarian. And I'd someone just sighed, but really, you don't make two motions at the same time. Thank you.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. We had a second. John, what is the situation with that? Whose motion goes first?
No, that's not my question.
That is not my question.
I'm not going to stop. That's not my question.
I would like for you to just hold off. I don't want you to stop. I just want you to hold off.
But answer my question.
I am going to answer this question.
Thank you.
That belongs to you, but if you keep interrupting me,
the chair misstated my question.
Okay, well,
I don't like that. All right.
Kathleen, have some respect, will you, please?
Oh, people can respect me also.
Come on, guys.
Okay.
Calm down. Take a breath and everybody calm down, please. It's 10:15.
Okay.
What she was saying is that
Ellen, please don't.
Okay.
Because,
all right.
You know,
calm down.
I want to do, and this is my job, and this is what I'm here for, to try to make, you know, clarity on all of these issues. And if the chair says something or Kathleen says something, I can multitask. I can get and wrap it all around together. So let's do this. I'm going to answer one question that I feel needs to be answered. And that is, can you have a double motion? The answer is yes. Someone can make a motion that we buy a computer and also buy a laptop, a computer screen, a tower, and a keyboard and a mouse. You got four things in there. And so you can have double motions, a computer and a printer. That's a double motion. So what you do with the double motion is you vote on all of it together, or someone, and it only takes one person to say, Mr. Chair, I would like for the question to be divided. That would mean that you've got to vote on the computer first, get that out of the way, and then you've got to vote on the printer and get that out of the way. So the choice here is the same. You have one motion on the floor. You have Tony's motion on the floor. He has made a substitute motion, and it was a double motion because he put a name inside of his motion. So now the board's job is to decide whether you want to vote as Tony's substitute is with a double motion, all of it together, or if someone on this board wants to divide the question and handle the substitute of Kathleen's motion first, and then secondly, vote on the person that has been named in his motion. So that's your choice, board. That's your choice.
This is my point of order. No, this is my point of order. This is not buying two items. Tony has a motion that, number one, establishes a process for approving someone, and then second, he's proposing then the person to be approved. So I'm sorry, parliamentarian, saying it's about buying a computer and then a printer is not what this motion is. It's a motion that proposes a process to be approved, and then in the same motion, you're approving the person. So sorry, I don't like your analogy.
One rebuttal, Mr. Chair.
Rebuttal, go ahead.
This also means that if, I would recommend that you divide this question, because that means if his substitute prevails, now you've got to vote on the person. If his substitute, double motion substitute fails, then we're back to Kathleen's. So that's all I want to say.
Okay, so getting back to Manoy's motion on the floor, which has been seconded.
Do we want to go ahead and vote on that?
Go ahead, Ron.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right. And I'm going to just say this, okay? First of all, we haven't decided on a process. Kathleen's process is reasonable and reasonably foolproof, okay? This is no dispersion on the candidate, but, we haven't decided on a process yet. We should decide on a process and then decide on the candidates. Okay? This sounds so much like what's going on right now. You know where? In the Supreme Court. We don't need a bum rush. There's no emergency here. Okay? So let's establish a process, a fair process that everybody can agree on. Okay? And if that candidate, whatever candidate, or are available and interested, they can be part of that process, and we'll be done. Okay? And that can all be done in a reasonable amount of time. There's no dumb rush here. Alright? So, that's what I have to say, guys, okay?
So, Cheryl,
these are important decisions.
Thank you, Pinchback. Alright, Thomas?
Yeah, it seems to me the key difference between the motions, is this number two petition, a petition with signatures. This is the process to run for elections. When we don't have enough candidates to even fill the vacancies, I don't understand why. And I understand Kathleen went through the process of getting petitions, so she thinks everyone should have to. But in fact, we're filling a vacancy on a sort of an ad hoc and emergency basis to fill out a term and qualificate. And if we do ask for membership and qualifications and, or at least, for each candidate to present themselves and state, give an affirmative, reasons, state why they want to be a member, et cetera, and anything they wish to say about themselves. We've been doing this for a number of years. And when we finally get around to approving it, I guess this year, we have a candidate in waiting, whether he ends up being approved tonight or not. We're glad he seems to be here. But the point is the petition of, and 20 signatures of active members is too much of a burden for an emergency, filling out of these seats, in my opinion.
Mr. Chair, personal privilege. This is Ron.
Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
I actually agree with Thomas on this. That is a burden, and that those 20 signatures are a burden, considering the COVID crisis.
I was listening to the personal privilege.
And, well, Alan, you already, Eileen, you said that. Go ahead, Ron.
I just wanted to, you know, acknowledge that situation, because it is a situation.
Thank you.
Whether we can do it virtually somehow, but that is an issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And Eileen, you said the same thing to Ron, just everybody sort of going back on what you had said. So.
Hey, you got me and Tony, and Ellen have our hands up.
Okay. Arthur, Ellen, who was first? Ellen or you?
Ellen was first, Tony was second, and Arthur was third.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Thank you, Mr. Dave. Go ahead, Ellen.
Okay. The only thing I was going to say is it is the process that you have to talk about right now. And I think Ron was saying it. So that's the biggest issue right now. And it's not about, you know, casting aspersions against anyone coming on board, but you have to decide on the process. And as a matter of fact, the person's not going to be on that long because they would only be until December. And then we have to, would decide whether to continue them on or not. So the whole thing is to get the process. And you probably need to wait until, I mean, we have 2 months. And it's December, so why rush? That's all I have to say.
Am I next, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Arthur.
Okay. I am willing to withdraw the second part of the motion for now and just deal with the process. You know, if it makes things go, you know, a little smoother. So I'm withdrawing the second part of the motion, and I'm only moving on the first part at this time. Okay?
Okay. Arthur?
Okay. I just wanted to say that nobody's – you're still addressing Kathleen's motion, but she did say that she was willing to take out number 2 and number 3, which was the petition signed by 20 current members and the statement of qualifications for service that Eileen mentioned. So Kathleen says she's taking that out. So once she takes that out, if you're satisfied with that, or if you're satisfied with Tony's motion, then we can vote on it and move on. But Kathleen has agreed to take out number 2 and number 3.
Okay. May I clarify? Thank you, Arthur. May I clarify, Mr. Chair, what I agreed to?
Sure.
Yes, Ellen proposed 15. What I intended to do here was make it the same requirements as when you run for election. So I think that's 15, Ellen, if you're correct.
My name is Eileen.
I'm sorry, Eileen. If that's correct, it's 15, signatures that you need to get. And I also agreed that what the person would bring to the board is better than qualification. So just to clarify, those are the two changes that I agreed to. 15 signatures and what the person would bring to the board instead of the term qualifications. Thank you.
Okay. So we have we take a quick vote on Kathleen's.
We have to vote on mine first.
Oh, because you have to vote on yours first?
I believe you vote on the substitute first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that correct, Ron? How did you say yes?
Yes.
You vote on the substitute? Okay. Let's vote on the substitute. Alan?
Let me see. Ron's is?
Oh, let's make sure the parliamentarian is on board.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Thomas O'Rourke.
This is Mr. Leon. You have removed the resolve that they move the PFW LSB move forward on appointing Ramon Grimaldi for now. You're taking that out.
I'm taking that out for now.
All right.
Okay, let's vote on since the second comes first. Let's vote on that. Is that correct, Mr. Tatum?
That is the call of the chair. There's going to be two votes. So it'll be the call of the chair, which one goes first and which one goes second. Whoever, whichever motion gets the highest majority wins. And Dennis has it, and Dennis has his hand up.
Yeah, Dennis.
Yeah, Tony, your substitute was the substance of Nancy's proposal?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. And just as a point of information, I wanted to follow up this motion, these two motions with the Nancy's second motion.
Okay. We'll do Malloy's first. Since it, I don't have to take, I can take them in any order.
Excuse me. I'm sorry for interrupting. This is Ellen. My phone dropped the call. And the last thing I heard was I said 15. I was just correcting her in terms of when people are going through the national election, not for, because both of what they had was nothing like how we were usually choosing candidates to come on. So I, you know, okay. I just wanted to clear that up. Sorry.
All right. So we're going to vote on Malloy's motion.
Sabu, can you hear me? Sabu, can you hear me? This is Donna.
Yes.
I had to drop off the computer and now I'm on my phone. I wanted to be sure I could be heard.
Yes.
I don't know how to. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Ellen.
Got background.
Okay, I'm back on now. My phone dropped. That's why I couldn't, because I didn't know it would be this long.
And somebody needs to mute their phone and to, because I can hear conversation.
So you're ready for the vote?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on for 1 second.
Thank you for muting. We're going to do Malloy's first.
I thought Tony's first.
Well, the parliamentary said I can pick either one.
Oh.
To go first, okay?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, Thomas Blanton. Yes or no?
Excuse me.
Thomas is not here tonight.
Sabu, make sure everybody knows this is Kathleen Malloy's motion and not Tony's. Please make it.
This is Malloy's motion.
Okay. Yes or no? Wayne Bruce.
Yes.
Marsha.
She's still here.
Donna Grimes.
No.
Craig Hall.
Yes.
Julie.
No.
Sabu.
I'll go last.
I'm sorry. Tony. Tony?
No.
Kathleen.
Yes.
Arthur.
Yes.
Jay Winter Nightwolf. Jay Winter.
No.
Okay, I got you. Thomas O'Rourke.
No.
Lucille?
Yes.
Martha?
No.
Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Eileen?
No.
Masquila?
No.
Vanessa?
Yes.
Tim Willard?
No.
Dennis Williams?
No.
Lou Wolf?
No.
Lou.
No.
I said no. Okay. All right. I think I had everybody who didn't answer. Marcia. Hello? Dennis Williams?
I answered. I said no.
Sabu. Yeah, okay.
Marty?
Sabu. Sabu.
Did you get Marty? You didn't get Marty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I got Marty.
No.
She said no. Okay. Sabu.
Sustain. Sustain.
Okay. That's everybody. One, two, huh?
Lucille?
She voted.
Yes, I said yes.
Okay. She said yes. I got her. I got her. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 no's and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. So the no's won. No to the motion.
Okay. And then Tony's motion is up?
Yes.
Okay, Tony. Although can I get a second for Tony's? Do we have to do a second on that?
All right. I seconded it earlier.
Okay, yeah. All right. So take a vote on that.
Okay. Wayne Bruce, yes or no?
Yes.
Marcia. Marcia?
I don't see her name on the participants list.
I see Marcia Edwards there.
She's not. Okay, Donna Grant.
Marcia left.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Donna Grimes?
Yes.
Craig Hall? Craig Hall. I'll come back to him. Julie.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kathleen.
No.
Arthur.
Yes.
Jay Winter Nightwolf.
Yes.
Thomas O'Rourke.
Yes.
Lucille.
Is this a different motion than the one I just voted on?
Yes.
Yes. Tony's is different.
Competing motion.
Okay, you think about it and I'll go to Martha. Martha?
Yes.
Ron Pinchback.
Abstain.
Okay. Eileen?
Yes.
Nance, not here. Maskela?
Yes.
Vanessa?
No.
Tim Willard?
Yes.
Dennis Williams.
Yes.
Lewis Wolf.
Yes.
Okay, Sabu.
Dang.
Okay, did I miss anybody who didn't answer? Marsha wasn't there. Okay.
I'll
I got everybody.
Abstain.
Oh, Lucille, I didn't get you abstain. Okay. So two no's and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yeses. So yes to Tony's motion.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's been taken care of.
The
LSV show base. Okay, and that took care of all new business. Was that all new business?
Mr. Chair, my the LSB show motion.
Yeah, the LSB.
Okay.
Yes, there are two of them. I don't know if one is Vanessa's. I don't know if the other one is Thomas's.
Okay. I think Thomas's is to sort of pass a motion to get LSB members to be involved in the LSB show. Is that correct, Thomas?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and then what's the other one, Vanessa?
Mr. Chair, I have another motion.
Sorry, I muted it. Mine is less of a motion, actually, and just more of the discussion of the intent of the LSB show and the some kind of parameters for when LSB members have ideas and then they get vetoed. And, you know, so if you want people to participate, so we need to know what the rules are. Ideas
that
will get vetoed.
Okay, so going back to Tom, let's vote, do Thomas's. Thomas, yours is, give us your
I'd
motion.
Be happy to summarize or read it very quickly, whichever you
summarize, want. Summarize.
Okay, basically I say that the-
I prefer reading.
Okay, read it out, Thomas.
Whereas the LSB show at Pacifica's DC network station PFW is charged with promoting, helping preserve the health, reputation, and reach of radio signal, musical taste, political messages, and global values. Whereas the LSB has traditionally upheld and supported the mission in part through production and airing of a monthly hour-long show referred to as LSB board show. Whereas many members are novices in radio production are only generally familiar with radio program production, whereas it is highly desirable they should gain some experience, or this should be considered a formal goal of the LSB that each LSB strive to initiate an organized, structured program to seek to make all LSB members familiar with and comfortable in aspects of radio program production. Whereas the contributing to the production of one or more monthly LSB shows during each member's LSB service is an excellent vehicle for fostering this familiarity and comfort with key aspects of radio program production through direct firsthand experience. Be it resolved, all members are strongly encouraged to join a self-selected team that will work with the LSB show planning committee on a monthly basis to plan, write, produce, and air at least one show, and preferably two or three per calendar year while serving on the LSB.
Okay. Any discussion?
A second?
Any discussion? Second. Any seconds? Okay, we got a second. Craig Hall, you're back.
Request for information.
Vanessa, go ahead.
Okay, so Thomas, so what you're trying to do, nothing in there seeks to compel or force or is just encouragement?
Of course, Vanessa. I have no power to force anyone to do anything. I'm asking for the LSB's endorsement, that's all.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Any other questions for Thomas's motion?
Tony has his hand up.
Tony?
No, my hand was up before this. I'll wait till the vote.
Okay. All right. Any more discussion? And then we'll take a quick vote on this. Can we have a second? Can we get a second on it?
Yes, a second.
Okay. All right. Ellen, hold on.
Okay. Julie? You ready?
Julie has a hand up.
She said bedtime.
Yeah, sorry. Is Thomas's motion written down and sent to us in email?
Yes.
Could you tell me approximately what time that email came on what day? Thank you.
Ellen, let's see. It was
Okay, he sent the, can you hear me? Am I muted?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. We can hear you.
All right. He sent it to me several days ago, but just part of it, and then he sent the rest of it today sometime, and I emailed it to everybody today. Right after he sent it, I emailed it.
Which was after 4 o'clock today, the final wording of the motion.
Right. So it was around five or six or so. No, it was around, had to be around five because I was doing something else at six.
And I note that I included the motion and a table to sign up both in the body of the email and as Word attachments. I sent them to Ellen, Tony, and Sabu with the request that Ellen's forwarded to everyone else.
And I forwarded. Did you see that I forwarded, Thomas?
Yes, I did.
I have it. My apologies. I was looking like on the wrong page of emails somehow.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I know. There's a lot of them.
There's a whole lot of them. That's how I.
Okay. So, we got a second on Thomas. So let's make a quick vote on that.
Okay.
Anybody who objects to Thomas's motion?
Vanessa's abstaining.
Okay. Wayne Bruce, yes or no? Wayne Bruce?
Yes.
There.
Marcia? Marcia?
Ruthie with an abstention.
She's gone. Donna Grimes?
Hold on. Yes. Ellen, hold on. What'd you say, Ron?
The question was asked about no objection, and we had one abstention. If we had one abstention, we can proceed.
Okay, go ahead. All right, go ahead, Alan. Sorry about that.
No, I'm not going to proceed.
Craig Hall.
Accepting the motion.
Craig Hall, yes or no?
Hold on, Ellen.
Hold on, Ellen.
Ellen, we only had one. We only had one.
Abstention.
Right, and so nobody else.
Parliamentarian, Ron or John Tatum? That's the parliamentarian.
Yeah, we have one sustained, so there was no other conversation or
objections.
So based
it
on
passed. That, okay.
Passed.
All right.
So then the next thing.
The parliamentarian would like to say something.
Okay, they recognize Tatum.
Okay, Ron in this case made a good point. Someone objected out of turn. That's what that amounts to. Mm-hmm. But if you ask for, are there any objections? Somebody says I abstain out of turn, then you can go forth with without objection and pass the motion as you just did. So just keep that in mind. That's all.
Okay. All right, so that passed. All right, Thomas, thank you for your motion.
Thank you. I might note that it passed unanimously with one abstention.
Correct. Okay, where are we at? Any more motions before we go into executive session?
Yes, there's another issue on, is that Chair Vanessa?
Okay, I had two people respond. Anymore. Tony, what was?
No, Vanessa could go ahead.
Go ahead, okay, Vanessa.
Mine is not a motion. Mine is just a brief general discussion about the purpose of the LSB show I'm proposing this discussion because when Kathleen and I signed up actually, I was all fired up to do the October show. I sent an email out to everyone asking who wanted to co-host with me. Kathleen was the first to respond, God bless her. And so then the process got complicated as the idea I proposed for the subject matter of the LSB show, which was voting on that Friday before Election Day, and to include a discussion of Fannie Lou Hamer and her role in voter obstruction. So that got shut down or it was just too much confusion.
I disagree with that.
May I finish? So in the process of that discussion, that's my view as the person who was all excited initially about doing the show, super excited and doing that with Kathleen. Then the complications, I had conversations with several people, and during those conversations, I learned some things. And so one was, what is the purpose of the LSB show? I did not know what the purpose was. I thought the LSB show was the show done by LSB members. And that was the beginning and the end. So when I finish, I'm going to ask if it's okay, ask Ron to speak to the purpose because he taught me something I did not know. The second issue, which caused me to just change my mind, was the feedback I got when I said, hey, I want to do a show about voting and Fannie Lou Hamer. And then the the feedback I got from the LSB show committee was, what? Well, I don't, well, you know, it was just all kinds of, it sounded critical. I expected, and please forgive me, I expected more of the members of a progressive, the board of a progressive radio station than to even question why the subject matter should be Fannie Lou Hamer in voting. So having said that, I think it would merit some discussion, some level of discussion, one, about the purpose of the show, two, in terms of what is a reasonable process for the LSB show committee or whomever the entity is to engage in so that you don't shut people down. I applaud you for trying to get people to participate. That's a great thing. But then when you shut people down, my motivation was gone. It was just gone. So, you know, not wanting that to happen to anyone else and just wanting everybody to be on the same page, requesting a discussion at the very least about the purpose of the LSB show. So there's clarity about that and some brief discussion about what the process should be so that the morale of LSB members is not diminished when they come forward with ideas, excited to do the show.
Donna to the stack.
Thomas to the stack.
Hey, go ahead, Donna, and then Thomas.
Ron to the stack.
Thank you. So I understand, Vanessa, why you're bringing this forward. Actually, I don't understand why you wrote back to the whole board. When you made your suggestion, I gave an enthusiastic response to you. I was happy that you stepped up to do it. I passed on to you some of the things that we've learned over several years of planning the LSB show. We planned it. It was a hiatus for a little while, and then we came back again. So I mentioned a couple of things to you, and not in a demeaning way, not to crush anybody's spirit, and not to challenge the topic, because I did speak to what the LSB show was about, and that the LSB show did not require the clearance by management in terms of its content. It was the only, it's the show that the LSB has to provide, produces once a month that speaks about business of the LSB, how the LSB is organized, how it's operating, who's on the LSB, what kinds of things we do. And then also PNB news. We want to make sure that people understand and the audience understands our connection with Pacifica and what that means. And eventually we will, you know, speak to our other connections, such as the CAB. Excuse me. So I didn't attempt to crush anybody's spirit, but the response that I got back was that I had sent out an edict, which was not the case. I just said, these are the things that we have come to know make for a successful show. For one thing, if people want to do the show, we want you to do the show, but we want you to come to the meetings so you can plan with those who have been, holding the knowledge of what the show is about, that you would be clear about what the show is about. I did mention that whenever we have an LSB show during a pledge drive, that's one of our responsibilities, that we've been developing, guidelines, for the past year, developing some guidelines that have smoothed things out so that we're producing a show that runs in a timely fashion that ensures that the community can comment, that is on a positive note and an upbeat note, that we're not airing dirty laundry from the LSP, but that we are promoting fundraising activities, opportunities to volunteer. So the focus is really on the workings of the LSP. And the fact that you wanted to speak about Fannie Lou Hamer, not a problem. All I said was to talk with the committee with clarity about how that would fit in. I wasn't, the idea of voting, how this, that was not primary. It was, all I heard was Fannie Lou Hamer and your birthday was that month and those kind of things. So I'm sorry that you felt, crushed, but I didn't do anything to discourage or make you feel unworthy to do it or anything. The other thing I said was one of the things we have found is that we want to have someone who's familiar with the show host, co-host, and then another LSB member, a volunteer to come in and co-host with them. We always want to feature a new LSB member. And when you suggested doing it and then doing it with Kathleen, I responded to that. that both of you were new to the production, new to the LSB show, producing an LSB show and hosting an LSB show, and that maybe Kathleen could be a featured member, a featured LSB member. And the next thing I knew, you withdrew. You weren't going to do it that way. You weren't having it. And I didn't, and I got all this pushback. I did not issue any edicts. I just told you the things that have happened, that we've learned throughout, throughout several years. Cause I was working with the LSB committee.
Time.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have a motion? Is there a motion?
Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Discussion.
I didn't hear you.
Is there
a I didn't hear you. This is the first. No, this is not a motion. This is a discussion. And I'm responding to what Vanessa said.
Before there's a discussion.
It wasn't proposed as a motion. It was proposed for discussion.
Talk with Mr. Tatum. Look at your chat. He said there should be a motion before there is discussion.
Okay. So maybe we put this off until next month or something. Until we can get a motion.
I can propose a motion right now if that's what's needed, but I didn't want to do something necessary.
Okay. There's one or two people. I'm looking at the thing that Donna sent out. And none of those things, I think it said, thank you for stepping up. Kathleen, what could be your future new LSB member? It is virtually important that you and other 10 LSB shows, and that your proposed theme, Fannie Lou Hamer, may be doable, but it needs to fit within the scope and purpose of the show. There is an established structure in the show that is working, and segments are prescribed a certain time limit. Maintain a positive and upbeat tone.
Point of order.
Let him finish.
Okay, I'm almost finished. The LSB desires to work collaboratively with station management. However, management is not part and has no jurisdiction over the LSB. It is for this reason that we do not seek, you know, approval or something like that. And that was it. That was, and at the end of it says, love, life is for loving.
Point of order.
So, okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, my purpose in raising this discussion was not to get into a debate about the email that Donna sent me and then I responded. This is what it's descended into. What I wanted to do was to have a productive discussion about the purpose of the LSB show, which was not explained to me in that email. I objected to certain things that were said and I responded to the entire LSB as I thought was appropriate. And then I sent a secondary email saying how much I appreciated the effort to try to be inclusive, et cetera, et cetera. But me placing this on the agenda was not to be a dissection of the email that the LSB show committee sent to me and justifying that response. I responded to the entire LSB. So I'm clarifying my purpose for this, which was to have a productive discussion about the purpose of the show, which I said I learned about in the process of pulling away from it. And to see if some parameters can be set. And I was not crushed. I think that's quite an overstatement, but I was demoralized. I did not like it and I lost interest. So to try to prevent that from happening to other LSB members, you want people to participate. Good for you. So let's try to do it in such a way that encourages people to do this and does not turn them off.
Okay.
So you want to go ahead and dissect the email, feel free to do that, but that's not the purpose of my discussion.
I'm not dissecting.
Me putting this on the agenda.
Just letting people know. All right, who is up next for discussion real quick, 90 seconds?
In the order of the stack, it looks as though it's Tony, Arthur, and Thomas. Those are the hands I see.
Pinchback, he's in there too somewhere.
Yeah, Pinchback, remember to hit *9 to raise your hand.
Okay, so who's up next?
No, see, this is bullshit.
Thank you, I didn't know about *9.
Okay, Vanessa, okay, did you finish your comments?
If you all want to stick to the subject that I, but veer off in any direction you feel, you know.
Okay, we're not going to veer off. Okay, Tony. Who's up?
Yeah.
I don't have a comment on this discussion. I just have another motion, you know, when this is over. It's getting late.
Okay. All right. To Arthur.
Thousand people.
Okay. I just wanted to speak to what Vanessa is saying and.
Oh my goodness.
And to, what, see that, that's very rude, John, but we'll get to that later.
Did you honestly say that? Did you talk, man?
Parliamentarian just insulted me, but I'm gonna let
it go. Oh, that's okay.
It's okay. I'll get John later. In addressing what Vanessa is talking about, the guidelines that have been stated are really not the real and down to earth and truth guidelines for the LSB show. Because you have certain times that you would do, that you would deviate from what the LSB show is about, especially during a pledge drive. And then if something is currently happening in this community or in the world, then you can discuss that. Now voting, I don't know why she got shot down when she was talking about doing a show about voting, because that particular time is like 5 days from the election time. So if they wanted to do an LSB show, even though voting has anything to do with the LSB, it has something to do with the community and the listeners. So that's a good topic. I don't know why that was shot down and saying that it ain't got nothing.
That was not shot down.
Okay.
Disagree.
Okay. Excuse me. Well, I'm just going by what Vanessa has brought to the table. Please don't interrupt me again.
I apologize.
I said I'm addressing what Vanessa said, not anybody else has said. So please don't interrupt me. Okay. So if she feels that way because of something that they were doing and then got, felt like, okay, their momentum has been pushed backwards, then this is why they decided not to do the show. And according to what Vanessa is saying and according to the emails that I saw. So I don't know what happened, but I'm just saying what they were planning to do with that show should have been acceptable, because even though it didn't have nothing to do with LSB, it had something to do with the community, world issues, and then a fund drive, because when you're doing a fund drive, you have to adjust the show around a little bit, which we've already discussed in such a forum. So all I'm doing is saying that there should be a little bit more leniency.
90 seconds.
You're not a timer. I'm the timer. So therefore, please don't interrupt me. So as I was saying.
I am.
You interrupted me. That means this is the third time I got interrupted. So that's taking my time from me when I have to respond to people that's interrupting. So stay in your lane, please.
I am.
Okay. Anyway, as I was saying, at certain times that we should try to promote people to do the show and let them have a little leniency towards what they're doing. Everybody's new at doing this. Okay, and that's all I got to say.
Sabu, okay. I'm on the stack, but I don't know where.
Any more discussion?
Sabu, yes.
Ron's on the stack.
Yeah.
Ron, Thomas, and then Dennis.
Donna's on the stack, too. I raised my hand electronically on the phone.
Okay, all right, and Don.
Thank you.
Ron Pinchbeck, come on, baby.
All right, listen. The fact that two of our board members decided not to participate because they didn't feel welcome. Okay. Excuse me. Excuse me. That's exactly how they felt. Okay, now, that's it. It may have been a misinterpretation of a word. It may have been a misinterpretation of notice. But that's what they came away with. That's what's important. So, that's it. I'm not interested in laying blame on anybody. O'Rourke motion put forth a good path for that show to follow. If it follows that path, honestly and earnestly and openly, then we won't have this kind of problem, you know, in the future. Okay.
Thank you.
I will say this as the originator of that show.
Could you repeat that last sentence? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I just said as You're just trying to get some praise.
I thought you said O'Rourke.
I did, but that's all right. It was good.
Excuse me.
The point is, guys, that we got a frame.
It's leading to a motion or a decision.
Yeah, no, it's no motion. No motion.
This was the discussion.
No motion.
To move on.
I move on to the next.
You know what?
I don't know why we're talking about this. If there's no.
Because we are. That's my point.
Well, it's 11 o'clock and we move this meeting forward.
Okay, so all I'm saying is we can move forward. Let's go.
Okay. So, Vanessa, is that good for the discussion? Because we're going to, you know, I can't take the rest of folks who wanted to say something. We can move on.
You're the chair. Come on.
It's not up to me. That's up to the group. I was trying to have a productive discussion, so.
Well, you did.
That's up to the group. This is not about appeasing me. I wanted to trust. So let's move on, please.
Okay. Aline?
Yeah. Why doesn't Vanessa and Donna get together, or Vanessa attend the next meeting about this? And I hear not your differences. Sounds like you're just not understanding each other.
No,
so
that
don't speak. Don't speak, please. That is my suggestion to you, and it's up to you two or you with the committee to figure it out. Okay? You're all grown-ups, and everybody always seems so mad at everybody. And just stop being so mad and taking the worst interpretation.
Okay. Point of personal privilege, Chair.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Mr. Chair, I was on the stack.
This is a point of, it won't take me long, Thomas. I'll be done in a minute. This was not a personal issue. I think people are a little too quick when there's a disagreement to chalk it up to personal issues and childish behavior, which I do take exception to. So, I already offered in one of my many emails to attend. I said, as a compromise, I will continue to come to the LSB committee show meetings. I already did that.
Figure it out.
We already figured it out.
Make us do it.
Good. All right. Okay. Thomas, and then,
I waive my comments if we can move on. Thank you.
Okay. And that's it. All right, that's the discussion for the LSB show.
Ellen got her hand up.
Ellen? Where you at, Ellen?
Oh, no. My whole thing was executive session.
Right, we can really get into that. Okay. If there's no more discussion, I adjourn.
Okay. I had one comment to make.
There's another motion.
I did have a comment, but I guess I can't make it.
Okay, we have one more motion, Tony.
Whereas the LSB has approved the process for appointing, for vacancies, tonight, I move that the board, vote on appointing Ramon Grimaldi to fill one listener delegate position vacancy.
Second.
Any objections?
Kathleen Malloy, I'd like to make a comment to the stack.
Object.
O'Rourke to the stack.
Lucy to the stack.
Malloy, then Ron, and then Thomas. Go ahead, Malloy.
In my emails that I have sent three times to people, I've noted that there does not appear to be an accurate counting of what the vacancies are. So my count is there's one listener delegate vacancy, which Tony is proposing to fill, and that there are two staff vacancies because Jay Winter Nightwolf, which we'll get into later, is no longer a staff person. So I'm just making that comment for people. I would love someone who has an accurate count of our members to disagree with me, but that's the comment that I want to make, that we have one listener vacancy at this point. Thank you.
I believe we have, and where's my list? We have, I think it's the other way around, Malloy. I think we have two listener vacancies and one staff.
No, there are 17 listeners I've counted them a million times, and I've sent them to everyone. There are 17 listeners on the board. You can count them.
Mr. Chair, this is Tony.
Yes, Tony.
That's not going to impact this motion. We only have one. We know for sure we have at least one listener, and the motion is to appoint one listener tonight. So that's irrelevant right at this moment. You can address that between now and the next meeting, I think. Can we take discussion and take a vote? Because it's 11:06.
Take a vote.
Excuse me.